Lesson 4. Noah and the Ark. Message. When God prompts us to do something, we should do it. Learning objectives. The children will learn. Noah loved and obeyed God. God took care of Noah. God will also take care of us and the generations to come. Bible text. Genesis chapter 6. A long time had passed since God created Adam and Eve. The people on earth had grown in numbers. Sadly, the people also grew to be sinful. Mankind's thoughts were evil. God saw that what the people were doing was wicked. There was one man, Noah, who honored and loved God. He had a wife and 3 sons. Their names were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah and his family lived a life that pleased God. God said to Noah, "The people on earth have become wicked. Make yourself an ark constructed of gopher wood. Coat it inside and outside with pitch so that it will be a watertight. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Inside the ark, there should be 3 decks. In the center of one side, you must make a door. And right on top it must have a window which looks out to heaven." God continued, "And I will bring flood waters on the earth, and everything that is on the earth shall die. I will make a covenant with you. You will go into the ark with your wife and sons. You will also bring into the ark 2 of every living thing, a male and female." Noah followed God's instructions. He trusted God and did exactly as he commanded. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play their story in a role play. How the pairs of animals entered the ark. Elephants, giraffes, birds, sheep, pigs. Let them make animal sounds. Instruct them before. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What do you think people do to displease God? They are corrupt, dishonest, violent. Who goes into the ark? Noah, his family, and many animals. What kinds of animals? How do you think Noah and his family react when it begins to rain? Thankfulness. What would have happened if Noah had not built the ark? Animals, people would have died. Have the children repeat. Noah loved and obeyed God. God took care of Noah. God will also take care of us and the generations to come. Real life application. Explain the following. Noah was protected because he believed, obeyed, and trusted God. If we do the same, God will also protect us. Even if it is not easy for us, we want to follow God's instruction and it will save us. What are such instructions? Is commandments, is advice in the divine services. Repeat the message. When God prompts us to do something, we should do it.